Michelle here for Nation Radio. Delighted to be joined by Kelly and Richard from the Stereophonics. Hello, guys. How are
Hello.
You?
Hello. Very good. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. So, exciting news then from you guys. You've been away for a little while, and you've got this new single in a moment. It's kind of the first proper single, as Violins and Tambourines was website only.
Yeah.
So, tell us what's happening with this.
Well, we've been making a record for the last few months, and we just decided to kind of set it up in a different way, really. We didn't want to kind of just go with a song on the radio and then going on tour. We wanted to make a few little short films to go with the music. And in a moment, again, as we just finished a little film for that yesterday. But we're giving this track away on the website as a little Christmas present to the fans. And we're going to start playing a handful of shows in December to set up the album coming out next year.
So when we play In A Moment, it's going to be available to download straight away, and you can get it off our website, can't you, at Nation Radio?
That's right, yeah.
And Kelly, you directed Violins and Tambourines. You directed that video, right?
Yeah.
So is this something you've got into recently? How did that come about?
Well, I went to kind of film and animation school before the band had a record deal, so I've always had an interest in it, and I've always kind of written our videos and got involved with the directors and the artwork and stuff like that, because that's kind of what my background was. But now having the luxury of a bit more time on this album, because we didn't tour last year, we just wanted to kind of get a lot more creative on the visual side of things, and just kind of jumped in and had a go, really, and really enjoyed it, and did another one yesterday, which we're going to edit tomorrow and the rest of the week, which will be out next week as well. So it's just a very filmic kind of album, really, so a lot of it lends itself to kind of having a lot of imagery with this, so it's been a great experience trying to do things in a new way, you know.
You talk about the album then. Can we expect a new album next year? Is this what you've been away working on?
Yeah, the album's done. We've been sitting on the album for about 10 months, actually. We're just trying to figure out different ways of bringing it out. I think we're going to release the title in a couple of months, and I think the album's going to be out end of February. So all that's kind of in place, really. We're just trying to do these kind of stepping stones of things to lead to that, you know. So yeah.
And you've got a new drummer on board as well,
Jamie.
He's formerly of the Noisettes. How did that come about? Did you try and get him involved? Did you, I don't know, text him, tweet him, whatever you do nowadays?
I met Jamie a few years ago in a festival in Ireland, and he was always a nice guy. I thought he was a great drummer. And then when Hav went off to do some different things, we auditioned a bunch of people, and Jamie was one of the first auditions, and he just really fitted with the boys, and everybody liked him, and so we can't wait to start playing some shows with him. Actually, we've only done a handful, so again, that'll be another good reason for doing these shows Christmas time.
Because you're playing in South Wales at the Newport Centre on the 15th of December, right before Christmas. What's the idea of doing these small shows? Are you going to be showcasing this new material as well?
Well, it's kind of just leading into, you know, like what's to come, really. Like Kelly said, the album's going to be early next year. So we wanted to do some shows just to get people back into the band. You know, we've been away for the last year, 2 years. So we steadily just drop in little things, freebies here and stuff on the website. We do the shows in December and then kick off next year with everything to follow.
And they're quite intimate shows as well. Is it going to be nice to kind of go back to that setting rather than the big festivals like Isle of Wight and V? Is it quite nice to go back to kind of a smaller stage and, a smaller crowd that's a lot closer to you?
Yeah, well, they're mostly academies, these shows, so I think they're all between about, I don't know, 2,500, 3,000 or something like that. But we haven't played Newport Centre and places like that for years, so, I mean, we're really looking forward to it. We got, I think Gaz Coombs is going to do the opening slot as well from Supergrass.
Oh, wow.
It's just nice for us to get back out on the road and do a bunch of shows, probably preview a couple of songs, and then the following year we'll probably do all the festivals and the bigger shows, you know, so, yeah, it's going to be good.